Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Allen from Orpheus Cyber, back again for another episode of Orpheus Talks. I have some interesting topics this week, including an ALF ransomware operation targeting critical national infrastructure, data leak extortion in the defense sector, and a DDoS operation in Taiwan. The ALF ransomware as a service gang, otherwise known as Black Cat, has compromised Krios Luxembourg, which is a gas pipeline operator and electricity provider, and has successfully exfiltrated 150 gigabytes of sensitive data. Based in Luxembourg, Krios is owned by Encevo Group, otherwise known as Encevo, which is a leading energy supplier which is active in Germany, France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. To give you an idea of the scope of Encevo's operations, the group operates more than 300,000 delivery points for natural gas and electricity, in addition to 10,000 kilometers of electrical power lines and 3,700 kilometers of gas pipelines. This places Krios and Encevo firmly within European critical national infrastructure, demonstrating that ALF continues to focus on high-profile targets to demand higher ransom payments and maximize profits, a technique commonly known as big game hunting. We previously discussed on the podcast that ALF affiliates compromised Bandai Namco Entertainment, the world's largest toy company by revenue, which is worth over $15 billion. This doesn't mean that ALF excludes small and medium-sized businesses from its victim pool. Affiliates select their targets based on internal skill and resources. However, all of ALF's operators are financially motivated, which informs its target selection. ALF added Krios to its data leak site on the 30th of July 2022 and has threatened to publish 150 gigabytes of data it had exfiltrated from Krios' network, in this instance purported to be sensitive financial and customer data, a popular ransomware tactic known as double extortion. ALF operators will likely leverage its new extortion platform, which provides a searchable database for its victims' customers to check if their data has been stolen. The intent there is to use the customer's fear of their data being leaked to impose additional pressure on Krios, and by extension Encevo, to force a ransomware payment. Encevo has released a public statement confirming that its customer portals remain unavailable and that data had been exfiltrated from its internal networks. However, its services remain fully operational and an investigation into the incident is ongoing. Additionally, it has urged its customers to reset their credentials used for interacting with Encevo or Krios online services. The ongoing geopolitical tensions between Russia and Europe have led to multiple European governments focusing on energy availability and how they can prevent disruption to its domestic supply. Therefore, it is likely that this incident will attract the attention of law enforcement agencies in the EU and the US, especially considering the ransomware compromise of Colonial Pipeline last year, the largest fuel supplier in the US, which caused widespread disruption on the East Coast. Additionally, this is not the first instance of ALF targeting the energy sector in Europe. We have previously reported that it compromised two German petrol supply firms, affecting 1.7% of the country's filling stations. We anticipate that ALF operators will continue to target European CNI entities, taking advantage of the ongoing energy crisis in Europe to elicit substantial ransom payments from its victims. Moving on to our data leak extortion incident, on the 30th of July 2022, the cybercriminal group Adrastia announced they compromised MBDA. If you're not familiar with MBDA, it's one of Europe's largest missile manufacturers and currently makes 45 missile types, with another 15 systems in development. The firm has an annual revenue of 4.2 billion euros, with a physical presence in France, Germany, Italy, the UK, the US and India. Adrastia claims it exploited critical vulnerabilities in MBDA's network infrastructure to gain access to the company's files and approximately 60 gigabytes worth of confidential data. The stolen data includes information about employees of the company involved in, quote, closed military projects, end quote, and commercial activities, including some relevant to the European Defence Agency, contract agreements, and correspondence with other companies. Adrastia's leak was announced as a post on the Russian-speaking cybercriminal forum XSS, which also included a link to a password-protected linked archive containing internal documents related to projects and correspondence. On the 1st of August 2022, MBDA published a press release refuting that their network systems had been compromised. They stated that the origin of the data had already been ascertained as it was acquired from an external hard drive used by their Italian division. Additionally, it claimed the hard drive does not contain classified nor sensitive information that otherwise would have been protected under MBDA's, quote, high-level cyber protection systems, end quote. MBDA also added that they would not yield to the blackmail, but instead are in working with law enforcement authorities in Italy in order to take legal action against the perpetrators. According to an MBDA spokesperson, the refusal to pay the demanded ransom resulted in Adastra leaking the information behind a paywall. This campaign demonstrates that cyber criminals continue to leverage data leak extortion as a financially viable operational approach, opting to use the threat of leaking data as leverage to pressure victims into paying a ransom rather than encrypting the target networks. While these campaigns indicate that high-profile entities are becoming a more likely target for data leak extortion groups like Adastra, a mature cybersecurity posture, such as that implemented by MBDA, challenges the extent to which adversaries can get initial access and disrupt operations of their targets. And finally, related to the ongoing geopolitical tensions between the US, China, and Taiwan, several Taiwanese government websites were disrupted ahead of US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country. The speaker's visit was the first visit of a high-ranking US official to Taiwan in 25 years. The websites were disrupted through distributed denial of service attacks, which, according to a government spokesperson, surged traffic levels to 200 times their usual size. The attack affected the president's official website and the websites of the National Defense Ministry, the Foreign Affairs Ministry, and the country's largest airport. Despite the government stating the websites were restored within 20 minutes of the incident, the English version of the official president's website remains unavailable. Ahead of the compromise, researchers found increases in suspicious access to Taiwanese websites from Chinese consumer IP addresses, indicating there might be a link to China. The incident has yet to be attributed. However, it has been deemed an overseas attack. Chinese President Xi Jinping has warned President Biden that Pelosi's visit to Taiwan violates the One China policy. However, Speaker Pelosi stated that the visit did not violate Chinese policy, and that the US had no intention of unilaterally disrupting the status quo. Before the attack, researchers found slight increases in scans for nuisance vulnerabilities from China consumer IP addresses. Despite the incident happening in a delicate and controversial political context, the profile of the attack matches that of hacktivists as opposed to government-backed entities. What's the key takeaway in this incident? Wherever we observe the potential for a geopolitical shift, DDoS disruption operations targeting the country of interest quickly follows, generally originating from the country that perceives itself to be on the wrong end of a potential strategic compromise. If you'd like to stay up to date with cyber threat intelligence incidents, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter using the link in the description or via our website, orpheuscyber.com. If you're not already following us on Spotify, hit the follow button and the notifications icon to receive an alert when we upload new episodes. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again next week with episode 15.